Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Tyrant But Deadly. Last time, we left off at the end of the fight we started the previous episode on. And where we left it was dire straits for Rosvin, because Rosvin is down and bleeding out, and at least all the enemies are dead.
Yeah.
So we are going to pick up with what would be Organa's turn to see what can happen and if the day can be saved.
Let me roleplay a little bit. That's blood coming out of one of my veins.
That's almost as much as Chaser took from that vampiric Dutch.
That was fantastic. Oh, absolutely fantastic.
What was it, a level 4 vampiric touch?
Yeah.
This is a level 4. Does well, 1 damage. D6?
Yeah.
Here's this level 1 cantrip. 49 damage. 26 and 24. Oh, 50.
Again, saved, which cuts the damage in half.
Yeah.
I critted, which doubles the damage.
But still, fucking 1 to 50, bro. It's a little different.
Negative resistance. His fucking paladin champion bullshit.
I cut the damage in half and then reduced it by 14.
As a Duskwalker, I have broken desk resistance of 52.
I don't think that's in there.
No, maybe not. Hey, Mike's back.
I do have another argument, too, if we're recording.
We're not there.
Not another argument.
We are recording.
Okay. Well, this is in-game, if you were calling me out for that.
Well, then let's let it happen in-game.
That's what I was asking if we were.
Yeah.
So it's Organa's turn.
Oh, yeah, you still did.
Yeah. let's take care of that first. Thanks. Appreciate it.
These two start arguing. Organa's like, hey, guys, he's like, all right, I guess I'll handle it, I guess.
I don't have time to get over
dying,
there.
Dying, not bleeding.
It's not bleeding, but I'm probably bleeding, right? Probably
not like persistent, not persistent damage.
You didn't get the actual bleed condition. Yeah. You're just
probably
dying.
There's probably blood everywhere, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
no, it's
so
internal.
Got a couple punctured lungs.
So your blood's supposed to
the
be
piece
here.
Of desk is also internal right now.
I'm going to him a feeling on the dead guy. The mage, yeah.
You can't.
Oh, which one? Glasses or no glasses?
Glasses seems hotter. I don't know. Something about it.
Glasses is technically still pierced on Cosma's fucking
halberd.
Halberd.
No, why took my halberd?
Huh?
No. The one you just killed.
The one
killed.
You just
killed.
When you just said like your halberd gets heavier, it's because she stopped flying because she died.
Yeah. When you murdered her.
I didn't murder. I killed her. They are very distinct things.
All right, so you are no longer dying. Are you going to just sustain it for the whole minute?
Probably not.
Oh, no? Just enough to make her conscious or him conscious?
Really?
I'm good with that.
For at least a round, but I don't know.
I could take care
Let
of
everybody
myself.
Else do something, and then I'll decide. I don't know.
Well, doing that stops the dying, so initiative would be over at that point. That's why I was wondering if you're just sustaining it for the whole minute.
Yeah, might as well. It doesn't do anything not to.
So what's that total now? 10 rounds, right? 6 rounds.
10 rounds.
10 rounds.
I think we talked about it. It's 8 now because it's heightened. So instead of it's 4 temporary, then they become real. Or is it 8 temporary and they become real? 8 seems a little broken. It's probably 4.
4.
Yeah. So 40 hit points, right?
Cool.
If she gives it to you the whole time?
Yeah. Well, in a minute. So I wake up and they're just arguing.
About to.
I do have a clarifying question before I start my argument.
Go character. For it.
The murder, they're not the murder, the evil thing, were you saying to Mike or to Cosma?
I'm sorry, the murder?
The evil.
The murder?
When you said that they weren't, they may have not been evil, were you saying that to me or to them? Or to Mike or to Cosma?
I didn't say it at all. He said multiple times, you don't know if they're evil.
And technically, there's no in-character argument yet either.
I know this is going to take a while, so I'm probably going to treat wounds while this is happening, because that's...
You
know,
I'm also going
to... I just want to put this out there for Cosma's sake, once Iomide follows up, Iomide are in battle, they're supposed to see it through. Just putting
20.
That out there.
I am going to heal myself while we're sitting here, though.
DC 20 for the treat wounds, just so you know.
Are you wounded, or...?
Yes. Because that's what happens when you come back from dying.
Well, don't mark it now, because he's treating wounds.
Nat 20 for 35.
48 plus 10.
Nice.
I'm going to need 30 minutes for myself.
Great.
30? No.
You can do that during our argument, apparently.
You're probably getting maybe 20.
Well,
I have to refocus, but other than that, I don't...
I guess I'll get 30, whether you're there or not.
Well, yeah, you can wait around, absolutely.
30, like total, with the plus 10.
I mean, if you go to leave, Cosmo's definitely enough things to say.
So you're at 70 after 10 minutes.
Yes, of 76.
Cosma, I told you not to kill them.
Technically, to refocus, I have to pray. I would imagine that I cannot pray and also have a... a debate slash discussion.
Just between my sentences.
You don't have to be silent to pray.
You can just start saying some hymns.
You don't have to be silent to pray.
I'm saying, can I have a full-on conversation with somebody as I'm praying to refocus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you?
I would deduce that talking about your God's tenets would be refocusing to your connection to your God. So the argument for 10 minutes would be getting you the focus point.
Is that praying, though?
It's not. You don't have to just pray.
It literally never says you have to pray to refocus,
does
it?
For them, it does,
really?
Yeah. Each refocus is specific to the character class.
Mine is also specific, but it doesn't say I have to play a fucking tune.
It says like playing a tune, writing a new song or something. Something that's class related.
So is that not class related?
I'm saying his is fine. I'm not denying that from him. I'm just saying that it does specify the refocus action for classes and such.
So what exactly were you saying to Cosma?
Cosma, I told you not to kill them.
I mean, she's evil and hanging out with undead. I'm going to kill her. Sorry.
And she has valuable information. Clearly, they knew something. They were expecting people.
I'm not going to sit there and torture somebody.
Nobody said you have to torture them.
I got to get information out of her.
Ask them. Talk to them. Have the conversation.
She's going
to
tell you when she knows we're probably going to kill her when she's done.
You killed her now. What's the difference?
You think she's just going to tell us information knowing she's going to die anyway?
I think she could have.
Why?
I think there was the chance. I think people are at least offered a chance sometimes.
Why would she do that?
We don't know her story. We'll never know now. Maybe she was brought into this not under her control. Maybe she's been forced into this.
When the two skeleton things were gone and that other girl was gone, she could have said, hey, I was forced to do this, let me go. Instead, she was attacking Roswin still and making threats.
Scared for her life.
That doesn't seem very scared to me.
To her, we're the enemies.
She did go into a corner. Maybe she was
backed into it.
They talked with you first. They didn't kill you immediately.
No, that's fair.
Because they thought we were somebody else. As soon as they weren't who they thought they were, there's no way they thought you were somebody else.
There's no way.
There's no way.
They literally asked us and were talking to us as if we were then until they attacked us.
That was a chance for us to learn something, anything, about what's going on right now.
We know nothing still. I'm mimicking this in real life, but Cosmo's putting up his fingers and counting. One, I'm not going to lie to them and pretend to be somebody.
Oh.
Two, I'm not going to let someone continue to live that's attacking us and hanging out with undead creatures. And
they also have evil intentions.
Can I tell them my spite did damage to them?
Does he know that?
Would I be able to tell if it was effective or not?
Did his smite do damage?
Did you smite them?
Yes. The one. The first one I hit. Is that critical on her?
Yeah.
Okay. Three, my smite evil. When I smite, it's only against evil things. It only affects evil things.
What do you mean your smite evil? What does that mean?
I smited it. It's a thing I can do as a paladin.
So you just do it? Yeah. So I'd be able to tell if it was evil or not.
And it was. So I put her down where she belongs.
I'm not saying you killing her itself is wrong. Yeah. But we could have learned something. We know nothing about what's going on out there.
I get it.
At the very least, they were saying they might have made it through the mist. The whole town is dead and gone, and we know nothing.
And why is she going to tell us more?
She could have.
Yeah.
It was the chance for it.
Well, how does it benefit her at all to do that?
Cosma, I got this. It's kind of like, I understand what he's saying. Because it's kind of
when Roswin comes to Cosma's aid.
It's kind of like when you were like, hey, stay away from that fountain. And I was like, okay, and then I shot the fountain. So like,
yeah, that was pretty dumb.
So like, yeah, but see, you think it's dumb. Like, he thinks it's wrong for you to kill this thing. So you think it was dumb, but in reality it wasn't. But then he thinks that it's wrong, and in reality he can feel that way because he wanted to get information. So in this moment, he thinks you're dumb for killing this thing when we could have gotten information. This is your fountain, my friend.
He can feel however he wants. It's not going to dictate what I do and don't do.
Weirdly enough.
But also, and Chaser, you're not getting out of this scot-free also.
Who's Scott?
I don't know.
And why is how's he free?
I think that's a common phrase, right? Scot-free? Scotch-free? Maybe it's scotch.
Not sponsored.
Scotch brand tape.
But I will... So the thing was evil, and you wanted to get information. Now, would you be able to, in good conscience... That's right. Yeah, that's right. Would you be able to, in good conscience, get the information from this person and then let them know, knowing that they can go to their boss or something and be like, they're coming after you? Or, like, also go and, like, kick a puppy or something? Would you be able... Like, they're evil. They're going to kick a puppy.
We could have figured something out.
We saw cats, not dogs.
What would your suggestion be to, like tie them up in here and leave them and hopefully, like, finish our mission while they rot here?
You also can't persecute people for crimes they haven't committed yet.
Yeah, that's fair, but you can also... But they're evil. They are evil beings. She's evil.
That's why she's out
that. The only thing we know that they did.
That doesn't guarantee they'll do anything.
You can give them the option for redemption, but if she was, she most likely wasn't going to give us information unless she was coerced somehow. And that's
and you don't know that. All
we
did was walk into the room, talk, got into a fight with them, and then we killed them all. Also, I'm not saying it's necessarily the wrong thing to do, but we could have tried something else.
It wasn't the right thing to do.
They attacked us. We didn't attack them. They chose the throwdown.
We look
they
hostile.
Started it.
That's a paladin term, throwdown.
Be fair yourself.
You have a necklace of knives.
Yeah.
It's fashion.
Yeah, also, so I don't know. I just, the way that things went down, it's really possible that that blade, that blow to her couldn't have killed her, could have killed her, couldn't have. So really, at the end of it, it was cycle of life. This was her time to go. So that didn't have to kill her. Like, he didn't, like, keep hitting until she died. He walked over, hit her, and she died. It was just her time.
He could have hit her in a way that wouldn't kill her. After I said to please not do it.
How do you know he didn't try? Like, I mean, he's saying
that he hit her with the blade and cut through her.
Maybe he was just trying to incapacitate her.
Pierced
her. To be fair. To be fair, he did also do the same thing to the other one and, like, pinned her to the ground. Maybe he was trying to do that again, but keep her alive so she couldn't move. And then she just died.
No, I was trying to kill her.
But Rosman, I appreciate you trying to mediate this as best as you can, at least with your 3 days of life experience.
Five?
Five it's days.
A couple years in there, too.
That's only physically. Mentally, it's... It didn't age my mind, bro.
It's like when you microwave something and the outside warms up, but not the inside. Cosma, I feel like the better option here would have been to get some information out of them and then figure out a plan. If you wanted to kill them anyway because they're evil, we could have figured out something afterwards. They could have been brought to some level of justice.
I mean, I feel a lot more just to kill somebody while they're trying to kill you also than while they're sitting there after telling us information.
We outnumbered
them. That's kind of, that what I would consider evil.
Are the 10 minutes up for my treat wounds?
Probably. Because at that point, they're helpless.
Search the bodies.
So I'm not just going to murder somebody. That would be murder.
So you agree, we could have got them into a state where they would have been helpless and not a threat, and you wouldn't have needed to kill them.
We don't know that. What are we going to do with them?
They might be helpless momentarily.
That's what I said. He calls me stupid all the time, but that's what I said. What are you going to do with them? Leave her here? Can't
they're a caster. We could have bound them somehow. We could have watched them carefully. They can only do so much with four of us around.
We can barely watch ourselves.
Yeah.
I can watch myself just fine. Thank you.
We didn't even let you leave that room in the graveyard, so that little shed. So I think we could do a pretty good job of watching.
What if they had, like, a magic spell to, like, put them somewhere else, and they just needed to say a word, so when they're talking, they're just like, blah, 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 and then they just teleported, like, halfway across the city.
That's a chance we could have taken.
And then they teleported.
But it's not what I was willing to take.
But, I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't really understand, I don't really see it as wrong or right, but I feel like that is more dangerous to the mission and to our safety than leaving them alive.
And now we still are going into everything blind. Even if we got them talking for 5 minutes before they could cast that spell.
Let's play your game.
We could have learned something of who is here, the structure, what is going on, why this is happening. We know nothing. We know his wife is alive, apparently, or undead.
She's undead, yeah.
I guess.
I'm gonna guess.
We know that the city, the town, is gone. Everyone is dead.
So you have
this
to kill
crypt
all
is
undead.
Full of monsters.
Yeah.
You have to kill all undead no matter what?
No.
No. But you have to kill all undead. You have to kill all evil?
No.
So what do you have to kill?
I literally read it.
What do you, in
you don't
character.
Have to kill it.
You read it off air.
This is all
saying,
in character. What
you
do you have to kill? What is it that by your God's tenets or your moral code, what do you have to kill? What do you have to eliminate?
I don't have to kill
from?
Anything.
So you don't have to.
I have to end the existence of undead I encounter.
So you have to end
they weren't undead.
As long as I can succeed.
So if you meet an undead, no matter what, by your code, you have to destroy them.
Now destroy it. End the existence of it.
Okay, so you have to end the existence of it.
Because he could technically turn
if it's undead.
Good.
So if you walked up and there was this cute little undead puppy, you gotta kill it. Why am I on puppies? It's weird. Sorry, guys. So if there
so
was like
a hellhound,
if there
which
was like
would
a little
evil,
girl,
which I would kill.
What if there was like a little
not
girl
undead,
ghost who was like, oh, I was wronged in my life, so I'm stuck here until my life's destiny is fulfilled.
I can help them end in a more peaceful way, but
you have to like destroy them. You have to make sure that they're not on this plane of existence anymore.
I didn't say destroy. You're saying destroy. You're putting words in my mouth.
Okay,
awesome.
So you have to
end them being undead. Okay. And but he can help them
all
pass
undead.
On.
Okay. Okay. I just want
to... By helping it find its peace.
See, I know you don't fully get what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to, like, pick on you or show you that you're stupid when you call me stupid. I'm trying to learn because I don't quite understand why you have this code or not. I don't have a code. So
it's an oath I swore.
GM, I have a question.
The Shawnee Oath, the undead one.
Oh, I didn't know what you said. Yeah.
GM,
I'm just trying to learn.
I have a question.
No disrespect.
He is able to refocus while doing this conversation. Can I also refocus by practicing restraint from not hitting him and practicing like breathing techniques to keep myself calm?
All out.
Fuck yeah.
Can my treat wounds be refocusing? Did you hear when I asked if I can search the body?
I rolled it.
You rolled it?
Yeah, secret perception check.
Okay.
Did you normal refocus or just treat wounds?
I can't refocus by treated wounds.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I treated wounds.
Did you use a focus, Cosmo?
During the first 10 minutes, yes. That's how long we're taking right now. I need two shots, basically, to heal.
I'm down one health, so I'm fine.
Dagger, stick, giant tome.
Tome?
Yes. With a, like, skull motif on it. Inside there appears to be a bunch of runic writing.
Okay. Is that on both of them? Do they both have the same? If this fight taught me anything, I'm going to take those daggers so I can throw them if people start fucking flying. So they both have sticks and tomes.
Cool.
I'll take them. Cool. So are you guys going to continuously be loud and argue about this murder or death
or
whatever? Or are we going to continue trying to figure out what happened to our hometown?
Rosman, I'd like to say, I don't think us arguing is any louder than the explosive you set off.
Okay.
Cosmo will laugh at that.
Okay. Are you guys going to sit here and argue and let things sneak up on us, or can we continue to explore and try to figure stuff out?
We can't fix it now, so it's not
I mean,
important
the right kind
anymore,
of magic could probably fix it, but...
I don't know about you, but I got hurt pretty bad, so I'm trying to heal. Oh. I'm assuming you do too, since, you know, you were dying...
I'm fine.
...a minute ago. 10 minutes ago.
Basically, after the bulk of your argument and you spend refocusing... You at one point look over to Rosvin and realize that he kind of just has scratches left.
Yeah, dude, I'm good. Do you want me to look at your wounds or something? Like, are you hurt? Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, after the first.
Yeah.
20, I guess I could do that. Now we don't have to wait for her.
20?
20 minutes. Zorgana said she would wait 20 minutes.
It's already been...
Because then I could pray and I don't have to use my another land hands to spend the extra 10 minutes. Oh, no, yours would take 10 minutes too, wouldn't it? Can he do that land or that tree wounds while I'm doing one praying?
Yeah.
We've done it a couple times already.
Well, you did treat wounds on yourself for the first 10 minutes.
And then I searched. I don't know if that was 10 minutes, but I searched. But
that would have been taking time. Organa, you're only waiting 20 minutes and you're out?
Yeah,
well,
probably.
Actually, I'd like to know what you did during that time also besides refocus. You only needed one back, right? Focus point?
Yeah, I just refocused.
I didn't know if you were searching.
I was willing to wait 10 minutes.
10?
Oh.
Correct.
Ooh.
I thought you said 20.
You did say 20.
Because the refocus is 10 minutes. I wait 10 minutes.
Okay.
That's 20
gotcha,
minutes,
gotcha,
right?
Gotcha. 20. Okay. 10 after refocusing. Gotcha.
So, no, but looks like she's going, so I don't think we have the time. You'll be fine.
Well, as soon as she starts getting up and walking away, Argon, I think we should finish healing and everything before we continue, considering we keep having people die.
I feel fine.
Dying.
I feel
Maybe
fine.
You do. I don't.
Well, I mean, people would stop dying if you stopped killing them.
I didn't kill you, and you were dying.
I mean, you've killed
you've
me before.
Point.
This time.
You've killed me before.
Yeah, once by accident.
You also
time.
Have the point.
Once by accident.
You did what?
I was trying to heal him, and I failed miserably.
Yeah, you
not
know,
a very
you know
good
how,
paladin,
like, we,
are you?
You know how we take some time and we, like, check
You're
on each other's
paladin,
wounds?
Not a very good medic.
So there was this love bug. This is a funny story. You'll probably get
bug.
This. I thought it was a love bug, but it was not. It was a very angry bug.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, so you know how, like, we look at each other's wounds, like, apply bandages and stuff? Well, I guess his was attached to his halberd because he kind of just stabbed me or something and I died. I don't remember dying. I just kind of remember a vision. I think there was a guy named Grigo. He talked about adventure. It was pretty cool. All
right.
There was a spider. Oh, I hate spiders.
All right, buddy.
What?
This guy.
Well, I was unconscious. It was a dream. It was a dream.
He Are we ready to head out?
Did this really cool thing.
Apparently Cosmo's being a bitch about it. I don't know.
I did find some cool stuff that you could look at and see if they're like magical and stuff.
This isn't the time for that.
That's fair. That is true.
Yeah, everything down here, if there's anything left, still knows that we're around.
Especially because we fought that super loud thing in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Also do DC 20 for him.
Well, if I have the extra 10 minutes, I can just heal myself.
Question if it would be a survival check to remember if I saw any doors north of the middle of the thing. I don't think I already went all the way east, so I wouldn't know that, but I don't know if it'd be a survival check or if it's just something I'd remember, or if there's there. I don't even know if they're there or not, honestly, but...
It was a 20, Jay.
So you just matched it? You did go all the way around when your initial search.
We did? Okay.
Yeah, you led the way. You did okay. A full circuit on the outside. The far side was another set of stairs that led down. You were able.
I do remember, though.
Yeah, okay. You remember that there. There were no doors on the like in the hallway except for the ones you've already been through. Down that far hallway, it looked like there could have been...
The north hallway?
Basically all the way at the end of that north sector, there looked like there could have been doors at the very end of both the right and left-hand side.
Okay.
We're done having this dumb argument. We can continue on now.
Didn't you just cry about not moving on?
It was a discussion.
Good now. So I just need 10 minutes.
I did not wait another 10 minutes. I hope everyone here is clear about that. I did not wait another 100%. 10 minutes.
They said, are you ready? He said, apparently Cosmo's being a bitch, so that, by that I figure
no,
you're waiting.
No.
Now, Kev only did one check on you.
Yeah. If he did one on me, I only needed one on my own, and then I'm fine. I'm good enough.
One touch yourself?
Yeah. Two heals would be put me good.
If you touch yourself to start with, refocus.
Like I said, I'm only waiting 20 minutes.
Touch yourself again and refocused. That would have been 20 minutes while Cosma or Rosman healed you during that second 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'd be fine.
So you'd still have the option to do two lay on hands in there. One to start the whole thing, and then one after the initial 10 minutes.
All right, yeah. So
you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have a refocus. Yeah. You wouldn't have a focus point at that point. Well, you'd only have one of your two focus points at that point.
But he healed me, so then I'd be fine. With one heal, I'd be good.
If he just said if you use two, you have an opportunity to use two lay on hands. He just said that.
Yeah.
And you said you would do that. If you use both your lay on hands, you are down a focus point because I'm not waiting another 10 minutes for you to refocus again.
It's 6 seconds for me to touch myself. 10 minutes to refocus.
Mm-hmm.
6 seconds to touch myself, and another 10 minutes to refocus. So it'll only be...
Yeah, it's only 20 minutes. He didn't run out of his focus.
Yeah,
he ended the battle with all full focus points.
Yeah,
so he could have just touched himself before that first 10 minutes started, basically.
So we're good then. 20 minutes and...
Cool.
So you don't even need to use your thing then.
Are you leading the way? Just by nature of just leaving them behind?
I mean, I left first, I would assume.
I wondered if you were still...
I mean, I would follow to make sure she's okay.
Well, because you also led the entire way up here. That's why I was just seeing if you're just following suit, basically.
I will also follow.
I'm going to pick up my bow also before I leave the room. Probably a good idea.
Let the bard lead the way.
I'll go behind Organa, if possible. But...
Walking side by side or behind if she wants to lead?
It's 10-foot wide hallway. If you wanted, you could walk side by side.
I don't think I would technically... unless she was waiting for me, I wouldn't have a chance anyway because she's faster than me.
Oh, yeah, she's way faster than you.
I'm definitely not waiting for you.
Well, I'm saying to walk with you, not to...
Even still, I'm not going to wait for you. Yeah, I got 10 feet on you every 6 seconds.
Oh, damn.
No, I have 10 feet on you every 6 seconds.
What is your movement speed?
No, I have 10 25. Feet on you every 2 seconds. It's only a round.
3 moves,
yeah. Yeah, it's only an action to do a move. Yeah.
You're not waiting. You're going to be way ahead of everybody. Depending if they're waiting with me or going with you.
I'm
25.
Not moving at my fastest pace, but I'm not waiting. I'm not slowing down so you guys can catch up to me and walk alongside of me.
Not sprinting, walking. Walking with purpose.
Anyone doing exploration activities?
I will scout.
Because a lot of those do require moving half speed.
The scout?
What is your movement speed? 35?
35.
All of them require moving half speed.
I'm not going to do that because Organa's not going to... She's probably going to meander or whatever.
I'm not doing anything. We're going for the door.
Whatever synonym of walking.
Walking?
She's going to exercise to the next door. So I'm just going to keep up. I'm not going to do that. So.
You could attempt to refocus while you're walking.
It's definitely not going to be 10 minutes to walk down a hall.
Seconds. It's going to be 18 seconds before she's there.
Maybe less. Probably closer to like...
Maybe we find nothing in the room.
Yeah, and then 10 minutes go by. Organa's timer stops starts over again because it's a new room, so she has to wait 10 minutes before getting fed up and leaving.
It's like an NPC thing.
Like a timer.
Organa, as you're walking down the hall, you notice that the right-hand side door, the eastern door, appears to be slightly ajar.
Can I see in from where it is, then? Because it opens out.
That's why it's important to know which way the door is open.
Hey, Chaser, you think Cosmo's really killing it lately?
Yeah, he's been doing good, mostly.
Doing well.
Well.
Because if it's up to your opinion of it, he hasn't been doing good. You said he murdered somebody.
Yeah, but if you look at it,
which isn't a good thing to do.
But it could be argued that killing evil is a good act. So
right,
he
right.
Is doing
but he
good,
said
but
he wasn't.
He
evil.
Said
yeah, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Based yeah. on his interpretation of it, he's not doing good.
You can slightly see into the room, but it's not much from where you are in the hall. Because you notice a door opens up, and you just see a wall to the, or at least part of a wall to the north.
And it's empty.
I'll flap it open.
Flap it. That's a throwback. I like that.
A well-worn couch sits against the eastern wall, its upholstery frayed at the seams and bits of stuffing poking out. A pair of tapestries on the northern and southern walls depict pastoral landscapes drenched in sunlight. Doors lead to the east and west.
Rosvin, there's a mimic.
Rosvin,
don't attack the couch.
The west is the one you came in.
Mimic?
Or
what?
Opened.
Rosvin, there's a mimic.
I run in with my sword out.
One-handed or two-handed?
To stab the couch that I don't know is there, but I think it's a mimic when I get in there. I sway as I do it.
You bury your sword deeply into the not-mimic couch.
God, it's never a mimic!
Well, it was once.
It's
I know,
a couch.
But did you ever realize it's never a mimic?
Oh, one time. That
one time it was a couch, yeah.
I thought you, for a second, I was like, it was once a mimic?
No,
like, that
no, no,
couch
one
was
time
once a mimic?
No, not at what time it was. One time a couch was yes. a mimic, yes.
A couch
do I
specifically?
Have to apologize to
it
someone?
Was a couch, wasn't it?
It was a dressing,
it was a dressing,
a dressing separator thing.
The curtain,
that,
right?
Okay.
He stabbed
curtain.
A bunch of couches at
Kitchel
Kitchen's
house. I know he stabbed
house.
A bunch of couches.
It's never been
yeah.
a couch, but do I have to apologize again for stabbing this one, or?
I don't think it's animate.
Well, I meant like the owner of the house, because with Kitchel Kitchen, I had
I don't
a...
No, this is a church,
what?
Man.
What?
This is
church.
This is a church.
Yes, it's a house of God.
This isn't a house.
Yeah, it's a house of a God. I mean, technically, this is a house of a God.
That's not how that works.
But a church is called?
No.
Out loud, you hear Rosvin just say, "Dear Saren Ray, I know that you cleaned up our mess downstairs, or I think that you cleaned up the mess downstairs. Can you please repair this hole? I'm sorry, I thought I was in it. Amen. A deity."
I'm going to look at the tapestries.
A woman?
See if anything looks familiar
you are
or
entering the
out
room.
Of place with them.
Raymen? Because it's Saren Ray. Raymen.
Cosmo, are you entering the room?
Yeah, I'm trying to stop Rosalind from attacking a piece of furniture.
Oh, there's no stopping me. I already did it.
That is too late on that one.
Rosalind, it's just a couch. Settle the hell down.
Chance it wasn't, though.
Was I quick enough to stab it and pull it out before he gets into the room?
I mean, he's pretty slow on movement, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I won't stab this then.
Also, I don't know that Cosmo would go running after you for stabbing a couch.
So it was pulled out by the time he gets it. Yeah, no, that's a good point, buddy. I'm going to stop doing stupid things. Thanks.
That would be excellent if you did.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
You can tell that they're a bit dusty, but you get the idea that they're just here as a way to kind of replace the lack of windows, just so people had something nice to look at. Because you can tell, at least by what you can assume the couch used to look like, that this was a room for relaxing.
You said the thing.
I'm not supposed to do that.
We
I
don't.
Just gave you permission.
We don't do that here.
Again, that is not what was said.
I would think that's more of a deduction, right?
I think that would be a deduction.
It could be
yeah.
a deduction.
Is there anything underneath the couch?
A lot of dust and dirt.
Okay.
Pieces of it from a Rosin stabbed it.
You don't know that I stabbed it, so.
Mike does.
You said you would stop attacking it.
And once again, it's well lit in
you told you,
all
you
these
told,
rooms
you said
as
you would
well.
Stop
no,
attacking.
He said he'd stop doing dumb things.
Yeah.
He said he didn't attack it, actually.
Yeah.
Do I see the...
It was already ripped and frayed, so... There's a chance he might see a fresh one, but...
A fresh one? Some like, fucking stuffing just poking out a little bit?
I mean, you might just see, like, one... Whatever yeah, kind of weapon he's using shape.
Stab mark yeah. through it, yeah, but...
Yeah, I thought it was a mimic. I pulled my sword out. You came in, said, "Stop stabbing things that aren't mimics." And I'm like, "All right, I'll do that. I'll listen to you, Cosmo." So I listened to you. You should be
first
proud.
For everything.
Yeah, no, I really want you to
you're gonna feel real dumb if it's a mimic.
Yeah, really. If it's a mimic, this is on you. Literally, I'm gonna let it get stuck to you again and eat you.
This will be on you.
Yeah. That's the joke I made just now.
Yeah, I know.
I was just
I was reinforcing it. I was
Have you ever seen furniture anywhere else before?
No. Yeah, there was that other place, the palace with teeth. There was I think I slept on at least some kind of furniture the first day I was in Rosalind's coffer. Rosalind's coffer. That's what it's called now because I took over.
How many times was it a mimic?
There was one time that a piece of furniture was a mimic.
So what could we deduce from that?
It's like, that's probably at least
we're
2-5% anywhere in that area.
We're due for a mimic. That's what I can deduce is that
is
we
that
are due for one.
The mimic.
Actually, we are due for one.
We're due for a mimic.
GM,
we also why would you be due for a mimic?
To be fair, we also had a fountain that was a piss monster.
No, it wasn't.
It was a piss monster.
You call it that. It doesn't make it so.
So we fight a lot of things that are pretending to be other things. We had this plant hybrid zombie thing that pretended to be a baby and then caught us all off. Well, caught you off guard. So if you would have just stabbed that, would have been good.
You can't just go on stabbing everything.
Yeah. There was I think it was a skeleton that was pretending to
be
the floor.
Why are you looking at that, Chaser?
It attacked us. There was a mural, and this thing that was pretending to be the floor, which is an inanimate object, came out and killed and, like, attacked us from the ground. So anything can be a monster.
So you're just going to, like, attack and kill everything? Even furniture, walls, paintings?
Yeah, it's worked
floors,
out so far.
Ceilings, I guess.
I mean,
we literally got attacked by walls.
On another level, aren't we all monsters a little bit, Kazuma?
No, some of us.
See, I attack furnitures. I stab furnitures. He stabs people. So, you know.
Get better.
I don't use any weapons on people.
Is there anything in this room besides the tapestries and stuff?
You four in a doorway leading out. To the east.
I'm going to go through that door.
Can we listen?
Well, you said there's two doors, right?
Yes,
the one you came in.
And then another. Oh, another one at the east. The east, I got you.
And I even specified it.
I know.
That's
the one you came through.
Yeah, so I want to go through the door, the other door, the one that we didn't come through.
Are you going to listen or just walk right through?
Why?
Whatever, okay.
Why? Did you say something?
I said, can we listen? So I walk over, go to put my ear towards it, and you just open it.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I do that all the time. Sorry, the last person who did that was deaf, so I didn't really think that she was actually listening, so.
Shaking my head.
Chaser, can you move your ear away from the door so I can walk through it, please?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Chaser.
Yep.
When's it okay to kill something?
When it's needed. Absolutely.
I mean, we need Kazuma. Could I kill him?
No. No, you can't kill him.
When killing the person is needed.
Yes.
And who gets to decide what's needed and what's not?
We can decide together.
So we have to, like, stop and discuss before we kill anything?
We've never done that before.
Use your best judgment.
Oh, you heard it, guys.
You don't want to say that.
You heard it.
Use better words.
Use your best judgment.
So, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You.
This guy just attacked a couch.
You killed your friend, right?
Yeah.
Was that needed?
It was.
Was it?
He was undead. He was my friend.
Do you think that he had information that we could have had?
No, because he didn't seem intelligent enough. Oh. He was undead, and it wouldn't have worked out. It's hard to question an undead thing, I feel like.
So, do you know where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to do?
No.
So, do you not have a need so then they can kill you?
I mean, I feel like I protect these people, so.
Oh, okay. So, okay. And would you say, what the fuck is that?
I might say that, yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
It's like fleshy Sonic the Hedgehog.
Looks more like Knuckles.
Just a lot of fucking Knuckles.
Fleshnik.
This conversation was happening. As you open the door, I look behind you, and there's just a small monstrous humanoid.
Oh, boy. I tell them that there's something in here that I don't know what it is. It looks like it might not have information, so I think we can kill it.
Oh, well, you do see it holding a mace, and it lifts the mace up in a motion ready to attack you.
That's fair.
It's a hostile.
Why am I pressed against the couch? Where Rosalind should have been.
I was just moving things up toward the door.
I mean, I was inspecting the tapestries. I don't know if they were on the south or the north wall, but...
They were on both.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I would probably go north and then south, so I'd probably be at the south one. Because the door's next to the north one, I figured I'd go to that one first, you know?
This is a small, hunched-back humanoid covered with long, sharp quills.
Neato.
They look like those of a porcupine.
Chaser.
Yep.
You think Cosmo's gonna try to quill this one?
That's one.
Rosman, I enjoy you staying positive in repeat life and death situations.
Oh, I'm terrified. I just don't know how to react to it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Everything tries to kill us, even my party member, because he did kill me once, so I don't know what's real.
It's been a tough few days of life for you.
I will need some initiatives.
Yes.
Chaser.
32.
Me too.
32?
Yeah, I got a 32.
Nice.
I don't know. Do you want to go first, Chase? Chasey?
You can go first.
All right, I guess I'll go first.
You're in the room already.
Well, I'm going to go first of the two. So I know Organa's probably going to blow it. She's probably going to say a 36 right now.
Organa?
It's close. It's 35.
Oh, that's close. Plus one?
Oh, I already had my plus two.
And Cosma.
26.
So this creature starts motioning with its hands, and a...
Is it going
more than
first?
35? Hefty.
Damn.
38.
Wow.
I think it said hefty.
Yeah, I rolled really well.
Me rolling high this time was useless.
I literally couldn't have rolled that high.
Starts casting a spell, and like a black dripping...
Ooze. Goo.
A black dripping scythe forms in the air next to Rosvin. What you notice about the scythe that looks a bit strange is the top of it looks brand new, but as it travels down the haft, the wood seems to decay as it goes along.
Guys, this scythe is trying to kill me, so I'm stabbing every couch I see, because this is definitely inanimate.
It has nothing to do with the couch.
There's a scythe next to me, with nobody there. It's a scythe that's just trying to kill me. That's inanimate.
Do we all see the porcupine man?
No.
You would, I think. Because you're in the doorway.
Yeah, Cosma, you'd see it through, but the others would not.
There's literally somebody right there.
Okay.
The scythe swings down at you for a 33 to hit.
That hits.
That's going to be 12 force damage.
Oh.
And then you see the creature start motioning hands and casting another spell, and this, like, orb surrounds it.
Fuck.
Orb?
Yes.
Did I see the shield that the sorcerers... to them?
You should have been in there for that, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it look like that?
It looks similar, and you've seen
the shield spell before, for sure.
That's a better question. Do I know that this is the same as, like, the shield?
You can deduce.
I can deduce that it is.
That it is.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that brings to Organa.
So, can I see that guy or no? Because that matters for what I do.
You do not see the guy. You can see the scythe that formed in front of Cosma and Rosvin and swung down at him, though.
I'm going to inspire courage, move into the room, and drop my uke and pull out my scythe.
Alrighty.
Pulling scythe.
Are you moving your full distance or just inside the room?
I have no idea. I'm going to move 30 to the other side of the scythe. Not that I think we can attack it, but I'm going to flank it.
Special move, swirling scythe. Hit everything in a 50-foot radius.
Yeah.
How far am I away from the thing?
30. Rosvin.
I'm going to... two-handed draw my sword. I'm going to walk up to the big scary Quilly monster.
Quilliam. Don't laugh at that.
There was a Menaces. I think there was a Menaces that we called something Quilliam before.
I was meaning giving you one for that.
You should have.
I'm going to attack it.
You just laughed at it too.
He laughed at you can't... not with you.
Hmm.
It's a 4, so I'm going to use a hero point.
Hero point coming in?
24. It was not much better than what I did.
24 will miss.
Oh, fuck. Fuck you. Fuck.
Oh, because it has the shield spell on.
It's 24.
Bitch.
Yeah. It doesn't. Yours doesn't stack with the ritual, right?
No.
That's it.
Ah, failing just like Phirasma, who fails to save more than she lets die.
Organa, did you hear that?
Uh-huh. Sure did.
All right, you should leave that scythe and come up here with me, because I think we should both fuck this thing up.
I don't need you.
Oh, deal.
That's fair.
Chaser.
Your weapon's a scythe, isn't it?
It is.
Why would she leave her weapon?
Action 1, stoked flame stance. Action 2, I'm going to close the distance and I'm going to get
Cosma,
on...
Cosma, don't say dumb things. There's literally a fucking scythe in front of her. That's not her own.
Got him.
Which you can see. You can see it.
It was definitely a joke.
Up to 45 feet, I'm going to close the distance and I'm going to be diagonal with Rosvin, so on the south side of the creature.
Oh, you're going to be Chaser. Diagonal to him. Okay, okay.
Right. Chaser. Leap some space for Organa.
East one more.
Yeah.
Leap some space for Organa, because this thing just... Oh, I want to respond also. That bad move, asshole. That's not going to work out well for you.
Irori, whose only success is convincing people that he was actually perfect enough to become a god.
I don't think he's going to care about that one. He might have gotten me and her, but I don't think he cares. He's going to punch you, though. But, yeah, you're just digging a grave.
Real quick, because my brain is stupid. What did you say?
Aurori, your deity?
Aurori
he said
is
the only success he had was convincing people he was perfect enough to be a god. he was a human who perfected his body to the point where they made him a god.
Yeah,
and
yeah, he actually turned himself into a god through self-perfection.
What master do you serve?
What am I supposed to say, Jesus?
I'm from Missouri. Yeah, that's on Earth.
I'm going to try to flurry of blows this thing with my penalty that I have because it's the first roll after initiative.
Does it respond? I actually do want to say what deity it serves. Let's see if it responds.
The Pallid Princess, of course.
The Pallid Princess?
Pallid.
Pallid?
Oh, we have a paladin.
That's not very smart.
Well, you're basically a porcupine.
23 on the first hit?
No.
28 for the second.
28 will hit.
Fuck yeah, bitch.
I had a feeling that thing was going to be nasty when it summoned a scythe that was decaying. That's why I pulled my scythe out.
Jay, I'm going to deduce that with an 11 in religion, I would know basic information about this deity.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I didn't want to look it up for
you
no
You don't need
reason.
To roll.
What?
Organa would not need to roll to know who the deity is.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true.
Okay.
I
didn't think I would have, but...
Your main purpose as a servant of Phrasma
is an edict.
Yeah, no.
anathema. This is the polar opposite of Phrasma.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
20 points of slashing damage.
All right, give me a reflex save.
Okay.
You getting quilled, bitch.
Yep.
Nat 20.
Oh.
A waste, but.
All right.
So, 35.
All right. So you manage to snake your fist in between the quills and not take damage from them.
Ah, shit. Come on, man. Even I know not to insult her god.
This guy really doesn't realize how bad he just fucked up.
Mm-mm. End of Chaser's turn.
Kazuma.
Hey, Chaser, are you going to try and question the pin cushion over there, too? And I'll pull up it out and move up.
I don't think this one's going to talk to us, but we can try.
You just did. Cosmo's feeling the sass today. I'm pulling out my weapon, or forming my weapon and
Chaser
moving.
Chaser engages in breathing exercises.
Moving up as close as I can. I don't think...
You have 25 feet?
Yeah. I can probably get behind whoever there is up front there.
That's me.
Well, I can't go...
You can go next to me. On the south or north side of me.
20 is right behind.
Right behind,
On the scythe. You'd be on the scythe.
That'd be 20 feet?
Yeah, bro.
Puts you on the scythe.
5, 10,
oh, the, 15, at the, oh, that's where I'm out of there. Okay.
20.
Can we attack the scythe?
No.
Okay. Can I imagine I cannot go through the scythe that I would have to...
No, you can.
Really?
Yeah.
You can move through other people's spaces and things,
but it's
too.
An enemy.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Oh, it's not?
It's a floating weapon.
Is it going to hurt me if I go through it, or do I not know that?
You don't know.
Good.
I'll go around it.
You also don't know that you can't hit it, technically.
So 20, so sideways one, to avoid walking into the weapon thing.
North or south?
North. South.
It matters where I want to go.
Probably does.
It might.
I'm trying to get behind.
It almost always does.
Oh, it does matter?
Almost always. Literally almost always matters.
Depending on how movements go, because you're taking a diagonal here, so...
This thing is against, up and, like, backed up against a wall, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Standing on, like, a shelf back there.
Okay.
Leave a spot for Organa.
Here? Behind Rosvin?
No, in between you two. Oh, wait, no, then Organa won't be able to get in. So right where I am, that's fine.
Well, she can, kind of.
Not if I stand there, because I can hit from back there. She can't.
Watch your fucking mouth.
As Rosvin is just like dodging
you watch your
axe
mouth.
Swipes.
I can
I'm,
hit from
I'm
back there.
Like,
scythe.
Leave a spot for Organa.
I saw you take your scythe though.
I can still hit.
We can't flank this motherfucker either.
All right, and before we get too much further, I'm going to read the room description here for you also.
That'd be great, yeah.
Long tables run the length of the northern and eastern walls here. Several low-backed wooden chairs are pushed up to the tables, with one knocked onto its side at the end of the northern table. Scrolls and parchments haphazardly cover the two tables and even spill onto the floor. Many small sconces emanating light are situated at regular intervals above the tables, providing ample light to read by. There are two doors in the southern wall and one in the western wall. Aw, and here comes Iomide, a jumped-up pretender to Aridin's throne.
My name's Cosmo, I'm not Iomide. Fucking idiot.
How does it know everybody's things? I mean, like, they just...
I mean, I'm wearing a holy symbol.
Symbols.
Yeah.
You didn't say shit about me.
You're not up there yet.
You're not very smart, are you?
Are you using a third action?
That was three.
Yes.
That was three?
Pulled out a weapon, double move.
Oh, right, pulled out the weapon.
I mean, if you think I'm a god, I guess that's kind of blasphemous for me to say, so I'm not a god, but pretty awesome.
Watch it do, like, some sort of, like, quill shot and hit all of us.
It's going to spend an action to sustain, and with that sustain, the scythe is going to attack Organa.
Ooh, bigger mistake.
Damn, if she wasn't melting, she'd be fucking hot.
Yeah, her top half is hot, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
The Pallid Princess.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh, that's going to be a 28 to hit.
28?
Yeah.
I think that hits.
You can make her into Urga Throta.
Yeah, his is 27. It definitely... His is 27. It definitely hits.
That'll be 9 force damage.
So can I use... How's my reaction work for that? Since it's not technically a valid target that I can't attack.
Damage.
You can stop the damage.
So can I stop, prevent the damage, and just not get the strike?
You don't have to take the strike.
And it is a spell, and spell damage otherwise works, so...
So would I get the attack on him then, since he's the one... Would I get a strike on him, since he's technically the one casting? Because he's the enemy. He's dealing the damage, so it's not a creature or object we can attack.
The spiritual weapon is a weapon for purposes of triggers, resistances, and so forth. And that is a thing doing the damage. So
I can prevent it, just can't get a strike?
Yeah.
Cool. You take 0 damage. Talk a lot of game for someone that can't even hurt us.
You did one action, bro.
I know.
You call me dumb, but man...
I'm literally taunting him to draw the attack.
Why are you taunting him, though?
He just told you.
I know, but that's so dumb.
Away from the bard, who's not the highest AC in the world.
Defender.
I don't know. I think that was dumb.
And he was literally just taunting us. I'm like, making fun of him because he thinks he's all tough, making fun of our gods. I think he was sitting there and let him make fun of Iomade, and I don't have any beef with Phrasma. We both hate undead and shit. Fuck this dude.
Oh, I agree. Fuck this dude.
Clarify, I'm not going to fuck this dude. I'm going to fuck him up.
All right, Cosmo. Well, this creature is going to reach out and touch you. You're going to need a fortitude save.
Who is this for?
Me.
Cosmo.
It's reaching out and touching Cosmo?
Yep. Cosmo's far away.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not within 5 feet.
High.
So it'll reach out and touch Chaser. Fortitude save.
Me?
Yeah.
Teehee.
You're the one who actually hit it so far.
30.
30 is a success. 14 negative damage. As it touches you and draws some of your life form out of you.
Of course.
Life force.
Of course.
Life force, not life form.
You said it was 14 negative?
Yes.
Okay.
And with its last action, you see a shield shimmer around it again.
Son of a bitch.
Organa.
Oh, you're done fucked up now. Organa's coming to get you.
Organa's
she can try.
Back and she's gonna she's get going some to. Trouble. Organa, Organa, she's back.
So why Urgathoa? Like, why? What is that? What does she do for you?
Grants me power.
Oh, well, you know, like a good deity like Phrasma would also do good things, right? So, like,
who says I'm looking to do good things?
Well, why do you want to do evil things?
Why do you want to do good things?
Because I'm good. Oh, you're evil.
Oh, how's that work for you?
That's bad. Cosmo, it's evil. You can kill it. Oh, sorry. Chaser, it's evil. You can. Oh, fuck. I don't know where to go with that one. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you can go visit your goddess in the boneyard if you wish.
Oh, we've been there. It's beautiful. The moon? Oh. First time you see it, you're like, wow, it's a weird-ass moon. But the second time, you're like, that's nice.
All right. I'm going to lingering comp.
It's literally always up.
Yeah.
I'm going to lingering comp.
Oh, shit, the lingering!
Say it, Jay. Please.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
And I'm going to inspire courage with it as well. Let's see. Plus 11, I think. Oh, 16. Okay. 27?
We are level 7,
It's
Jay.
My DC against the highest... person that I'm casting the spell on. The average DC against the average highest person I'm casting the spell on.
A 27 would be a success.
All right. So for the next 3 rounds, we are inspired, boys, and I don't have to sustain it.
Nice.
I did cast this focus spell with that, though. Next 2 actions, I'm going to cast Agonizing Despair on the Quill monster, on Quillium.
He doesn't deserve that name anymore.
Save.
Will save.
Will save.
More like a won't save.
Let's hope so. Probably not, though.
39.
All right. That's going to be a critical success.
Shit.
Which means I just wasted a 3rd level spell.
No effect.
Correct.
Yeah, it's not on a crit success.
Yeah.
That was just the starter, bro. Honestly, that was the start of the
that was
shit
before
that
you
this
got
was
up to
about
it.
To be
yeah.
into.
Oh, I trust
like,
you.
I honestly almost told you all to back off. Like, I'm pissed.
I know you won anyway, but it's the clock couch. Yeah, you're like, I'm going to do this alone, bro. And we're like, nah, we good. And you're like, all right.
Let's
fuck this up. Do what you want. You're going to anyways, that kind of stuff.
That brings us back to Rosvin.
Cool. I'm going to, I do have a question I don't remember, but did I say I pull my sword out two-handed?
Yes.
I've been doing that. Like, I've been trying to do that consistently. I'm going to hunt prey on Quillium.
I'm so upset that I gave him that name.
It's a loser's name.
It is.
I'm sorry if there's any Williams listening to this.
Quilliam's not William.
True. I'm sorry if there's any Quilliams listening
to
this.
Better.
This guy's a prick.
Aside from being a follower of Urgothoa, you know nothing about what this thing is.
And then the next two actions will be to attack it with my sword. It's not too terrible.
No?
That's a 21.
21's gonna miss.
Okay.
22?
It's 21. I'm gonna try again.
It's double digits, so that's
oh God.
Has to be better.
That's a 32.
32 will hit.
17 damage.
18?
17.
What type?
It is slashing. You need like all the extras and stuff too, or no?
Yes.
Cool. It is silver, and I have the ghost touchy stuff, and...
Obol.
Oh, yeah, the obol, so a natural... counts as silver and magic, which it already is, for undead resistance.
Your weapon is silver?
Hmm?
17, though, is it? As you slash it, I'm going to need a reflex save from you.
Reflex?
Yep.
Oh, boy. It's a 19. 20. 20.
20 will fail.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to use my hero point, because I don't know, I don't want to fuck with this. I rolled a 2, so I can't do much worse.
You could do worse, though.
Okay, I'll take a 14 on the die for a 32.
A 32 will succeed.
Great. I have evasion, so it's a critical. No, it's 32. And it's a critical success, because I succeeded.
All right. And then it reaches down to where you hit it, takes some of the blood, and flicks it at your face.
Oh, that's cool.
Now I need a will save. That's not a reaction. The first one's not a reaction.
The first one's just like, because
I attacked
it.
So what? I needed a will save?
So it didn't raise its shield then?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because you only get one reaction a turn.
Yeah, no.
You said a will?
Yeah.
It's an even 30.
30 is a success.
Well, that's good. Butt stuff's still going to happen.
Butt stuff, you said?
butt stuff's still
going to happen.
What?
I rolled a 30 butt stuff?
The blood splashes on you. And you feel tiny quills pinprick where the blood lands, and then you start bleeding from them.
Oh my god.
You have persistent bleed.
Oh.
It's not heavy.
What's up?
We'll find out.
2d6s.
Fuck. I let them know, hey, this guy bled on me, and it's all pricky and hurts.
I mean, he has pins all over him.
This guy has sharp blood.
From his blood. Just so you didn't... I didn't know if you,
you didn't hear that part.
Either. His blood has pricks...
Yeah, so you guys would have seen that, just the blood fly on him, and then just blood starts pouring.
That's fucking disgusting,
from where
dude.
It landed on.
You're really on hygienic, aren't you? Talking to him, not you.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, just clarifying.
That's all?
Yeah.
Chaser.
Okay, I'm going to use a focus point.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
For a key strike.
Oh, shit.
Which is a flurry of blows, as we all know. The one and only thing I ever do.
Yeah, I mean, getting two attacks for one action is such a shitty thing.
I mean, you also complain when people kill things, so that's another thing you do.
29 for that hit?
29 does hit.
Okay.
And then you're going to need a reflex save.
I'm going to roll the second attack first, because they happen at once, and then I'll do the reflex.
So also, you only take one.
I was going to say,
damage.
Does he only do one?
Yes, it counts as one attack.
Because it's one attack, right? That's pretty cool.
Probably going to miss. Numbers and things. 20 to hit for that second.
That is 21? Not going to hit.
21. No. No, I did. I added that. 20 to hit.
Still not going
to
hit. 21 still misses.
Not going to hit.
Do you want me to roll that reflex now or after the damage?
No.
31.
31 32? Will succeed. You take 5 piercing damage.
Okay, dokie. I'm kind of sad that I missed with my one strike on my key strike, but that's fine. I'm doing force damage with the key strike. Oh my fucking god. I rolled a 1, a 2, and a 2.
5.
Why do all your characters suck at what they're supposed to do?
I know, right?
It's like,
just me.
I'm a sorcerer. I can't cast spells. I'm a monk. I can't punch things.
Just me. I just suck at this game, guys. I'm
literally
so sorry.
Taking a feat to help you.
So it's 11 points of slashing damage.
Plus 1?
It is 12 points of slashing damage and 2 points of force damage. I rolled so horribly. Oh, that was so much better.
Yeah, it's too bad you can't do that when you're actually fucking hitting things.
I'm gonna hit it again.
Try to.
I'm gonna try to hit it again. 21.
Miss.
22?
You're so bad.
I'm gonna try every time.
One more.
You shake your head at me. I'm gonna try every time.
Natural 20.
For a 21?
For a total of 27.
28?
For a total of 27.
27 misses. The natural 20 makes it a hit.
7 misses?
Yep.
Holy fuck, dude. I can't even hit this thing.
I will also still need a reflex save when you're done with it.
Yes, that's fine. 22 points of slashing damage.
Nice. 23?
23! Yeah, there you go. That one I keep forgetting about.
Really padded Organa's stats today, bro.
Only some of them. Reflex?
Reflex, yep.
30.
31?
No, 30.
30 is a success.
I'm rolling very well on these. It's like
everywhere
14,
else, you're just
17,
shitting the bed.
16s.
You need to talk to your dice and tell them they need to be more well-rounded with the rolls.
That'll be 9 piercing damage.
They're not supposed to be rounded.
Split or no?
That one
after
I did.
The split?
Yeah, that's after, yeah.
That's all my actions. We need to get rid of this thing's shield Cosmo. Somehow.
I'll take a swing on him. 30.
31?
30 hits.
Did you do David damage?
Mm-hmm. Do not call it that.
Nine? I'm totally calling it David damage.
8's the damage?
Yeah.
Yep.
8 piercing.
Yeah, it is.
Silver disrupting. Is it undead? No. 8. Second action. Smite.
What type of damage?
Huh? Piercing.
What type of damage? Okay.
Second action. Smite evil. Because I forgot the first time. Third action. Attack again.
It's a good thing your next turn is next.
Miss.
Say it.
23.
24?
23
does miss.
Like I said, that shit matters. Like it will matter more times than it doesn't.
You take your persistent damage at the end of your turn.
I know.
That is
because it's a reaction on your turn.
At the end of So would that is that how that works? Because it's a reaction to my turn. Would the persistent damage happen on my turn?
It still happens at the end of your
turn.
Yeah, because you got it on the turn.
I was just genuinely curious.
5. You can roll your thing also.
I haven't been getting attacked very much the past few sessions.
You don't do damage. Why are they gonna attack somebody that's not gonna hurt them?
Wow.
So that was uncalled for.
That was uncalled for.
Aaron, did you hear me, Jay? I said 15.
I have to look into that.
What?
It's a curse. Curses are not supposed to just end without a way to end them, like without something that specifically targets them, but this is persistent damage, which has its own.
Yeah, how if I'm cursed, it's forever, I would just die.
Yeah, it's very strange how that works. Yeah.
Bleed out. I can't stop it.
Maybe you think it'd make the DC harder or something like that, but quick look, I was not able to find anything pertaining to it. But that is all 3 of Cosmo's actions.
Was my 15 enough to stop it? Or is it just keeping for now until we can figure that out?
Well, you know, a 15 is the DC for persistent damage.
Well, I didn't know if this was special.
I was not able to find anything.
That's fair.
To confirm.
I was focusing on the fact that I'm 2d6 bleeding for a long time, so as
we move back to the top of the round with my turn, which we will find out next time what happens. Probably going to be a little spiritual weapon sustain and stuff like that, but we'll get there next time.
Oh,
peace out, everybody.
Goodbye.
Tyrant but Deadly is a production of Called Shots Entertainment. Pathfinder and the Pathfinder Adventure Paths are property of Paizo Inc. Music by Dark Fantasy Studio. You can visit our website at calledshotsentertainment.com, where you can also find links to our various social media pages and production outlets. You can also stop by our Discord. We'd love to chat. If you like what you hear, please consider sharing us with your friends and sharing a rating wherever it is you listen to podcasts. For Called Shots Entertainment, I'm David. See you next time.